This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala يقول عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال in this chapter that muhafaza al a'mal safeguard your good deeds. He says Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, يا عبد الله لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. متفق عليه. He said to him صلى الله عليه وسلم, oh Abdullah, do not be like so and so. He used to get up at night for qiyam and he stopped doing that. Did you guys hear that? What the Prophet has told Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Says, ya Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, ya Abdullah, don't be like so-and-so. Because he used to wake up for Qiyam al-Layl. Then he stopped doing that. Which means he's telling him, when you do something, try your best to make it continuous. What is the best way of making it continuous, a jama'ah? Can you guys tell me? Practical. What does that mean? Remember that the chapter before? Yeah, exactly. Start something small, affordable. Some brothers, they want to do Qiyam al-Layl. They plan always. They want to plan 3-4 hours Qiyam al-Layl. And they do it once in their lifetime. And then they stop doing it after that. You don't have to do 4-5 hours Qiyam al-Layl Jama'ah at once. Just do half an hour. Start with half an hour. You know what? Just 20 minutes. Just wake up 20 minutes before Fajr. You can't wake up before Fajr. It's too hard for you. Fine. Do it before you go to sleep. I can't do that either. You know what? Go to the other room after we're done. Do your qiyam over there. And don't worry, even though there's a camera there that will see what you'll be doing, we're not going to show it to the people. That's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just do something, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, slowly and gradually. And it will be continuous. The question now, why would the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As this? Why Abdullah ibn Amr in particular? Do you guys remember? We had a hadith before that was related to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As that concerned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regard to Abdullah's worship. What was it? He used to pray every single night. And the Prophet was worried for him. Qala ya Abdullah, is it true what I heard that you finish the Quran every night? He said, yes, ya Rasul, that's true. Like he thought the Prophet was going to tell him, mashallah, keep doing it. He goes, don't do that. Qala taf'al. Don't do this. اقرأه في شهر. Finish it every month. Which means if you could, you know, spread out your recitation within a month, that would be great. قال يا رسول الله إني أطيق أكثر من ذلك. I can do better than this. He goes, okay, fine, then do it every week. قال إني أطيق أكثر من ذلك. I can do more than this. Better than this. He said, 3 days. Yeah, I can do better than this. The Prophet says, no. There's nothing better than this. And if you're going to have to do it in terms of fasting every other day, which also applies to Dawood alayhi salam's also qiyam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was concerned that Abdullah's, you know, consistency of doing it so frequently, he's going to lose energy and then he might stop at some point. Like he told him, take it easy and do it, you know, properly. And subhanAllah, we learned from the hadith from before, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he said that. He said, I wish I listened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that day. He thought the Prophet was giving him an instruction, not a command. So therefore, he thought, if the Prophet is giving me instruction, I can do better, inshallah ta'ala. But he said, I wish I listened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he told me not to do it, you know, so often. So this is something for all of us to learn, that when you do something, start something small, inshallah ta'ala, and will grow big, bidnillahi azza wa jalla. Wallahu ta'ala ala. Any question, Jama? Hold on. No, that is true. We covered that many times actually, that the best of the good deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most continuous, even if it was little. But as long as it's most continuous, these are the best deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make something little that's continuous, inshallah ta'ala, that would last long. Jazakumullah khair. Inshallah. Okay. He used to finish the Quran every 3 days. No, he spoke of, actually, the hadith has multiple parts of the narration. One time was about his salah, his recitation of the Quran. One time about his fasting, he was fasting every single day almost. Naam, Allahu a'lam. Yes. Eating with the left hand, is it considered as sin? How would it be considered as sin? But definitely it's with the makruhat. It's highly disliked. Someone might say, well, what about the man? The Prophet said to him, eat with your right hand. The man said, I cannot. And the Prophet made dua against him. Well, there's a reason for that. Because the man, qalaha takabburan. He said that out of arrogance. So the Prophet says, okay then, you may never raise your hand again. So his hand, yeah, it was paralyzed. Allah musta'an. Yes. Well, it is bad, that's serious. There's no doubt about it. But the Prophet ﷺ, he was kind of like giving irshad, which means instruction. Not as a command. But when the man arrogantly rejected the Prophet ﷺ instruction, the Prophet ﷺ made that dua. Wallahu a'lam. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَيَشْرَبُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Because the shaitan eats and drinks using his left hand. Now I know a lot of you right now are going to have all these questions. Okay, what if my right hand is smeared already with all the juice and all the sauce and all the stuff and so on? Can I hold with my left hand and then right hand underneath the cup and start pushing and all the stuff? Ya Jama'ah, simply, grab your cup with your right hand. And if you think that your right hand is so messed up, just lick some of that actually, you know, that juice or that sauce off. And then grab it. If you have a tissue, just wipe it off. And then grab the cup. It's not a big deal, inshallah ta'ala. Someone says, okay, what if I have a sandwich in my right hand? And my cup is in the left hand. My drink in the left hand. So can I switch right, left? We'll keep switching the sandwich with the... Ya Jama'ah, just follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, eat or drink with the right hand. Just do your best. Manage. Find your way to always follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. No, I know a lot of lefty people who actually stopped eating and drinking with the left hand, and they still write and handle and do things with the left hand. That's fine. Yeah. Well, you're one of them. Yeah. But eating and drinking, they got due to the right hand. Allah in again. If you forget, that's fine. Forgetfulness is fine. But if you remember, then just do it with the right hand, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Last question, inshallah. Go ahead. There's a hadith, although it's disputable in terms of authenticity, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if the person who drinks while standing knows what he's putting in his stomach, he would have throw this out completely. Now that's disputable in terms of authenticity. Wallahu a'lam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommends that when you drink and eat, that you do it while you're seated. However, not as a command. It's irshad, which means instruction. Evidence to this, in Sahih Bukhari, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala, one day, he made wudu, and then when he was done, he got up, and he grabbed the remains of the water, and he started drinking it while he was standing. When he was asked, what was he doing? He said, I heard some people saying it's not allowed to drink while standing. He said, but I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Arafah drinking his cup of milk while he was standing on the back of the camel. It's okay to drink while you're standing. Although some ulama, they say, well, the Prophet did that on Arafah because he wants to show the people that he wasn't fasting. Still, the Prophet did it actually while standing, and Ali understood it's okay, so we say it's okay.